Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's 32 minutes past the hour of 7. This is the Sanha program. As you would have heard the promo playing, in this program we speak to a representative from Sanha. We find out which products we can consume and which products we should be staying away from. So we are speaking to Mulana Bilal, who is a representative of Sanha. Mulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mulana, I'm to all the wonderful listeners.
Alhamdulillah. Trust that you had a wonderful Eid.
Alhamdulillah. Very blessed day, very joyous day.
Alhamdulillah. We do know that for the past, I think it was maybe roughly about 2 weeks, there was no Sanha program. Thus, last week was part of the Hajj broadcast, and the week before that was, Uncle Mahmood from Sanha did the program with regards to slaughtering the whole procedure. He took our listeners through the whole procedure, how you need to slaughter, etc. So, Mulana, hopefully we're going to have a jam-packed program today.
Inshallah. I don't think there'll be any queries about meat, though.
Okay, I see there are some questions that have come through already. Somebody sending an early Sanha message. They're saying, Assalamu alaikum, ma for the message that I sent through so early. Is Stinkies and Barney's halal?
Stinkies, very famous, popular cake.
Gee.
Unfortunately, it does contain beef gelatin.
Mm-hmm.
And the gelatin is derived from cattle or cows that have not been slaughtered by Muslims. Thus, from outside, we advise that Muslims should avoid them. Barney, that is halal food for.
Okay. Now they sent a picture of this chocolate. It's written here, crunchy cocoa cause. Milky compound chocolate coated coconut bar with crisp rice. I'm trying to see on the package here through this picture. It seems like it's made in... not too sure. My eyes are a bit difficult to go through this picture that I see here. Maybe, I don't know, something. I'm seeing something of Morocco here, Casablanca, Morocco. Any idea of this? I found, it's written, made in Turkey.
Okay, with regards to Turkish confectionery items, unfortunately, most of them are not certified by the reputable halal body there, GIMDES. It doesn't have their logo, unfortunately. We cannot give any guarantee.
Okay, the same person sent through another message. This one you can see a bit more clearly, made in Turkey. It looks like another chocolate. It's a different color wrapping. It says here, Toren. T-O-R-E-N. I think that's a company that makes it. It's written made in Turkey. The name of the chocolate is Taliso. All you need is love and pistachio wafers.
You see, these products contain some ingredients in the form of emulsifiers, stabilizers, thickeners, flavoring, coloring. And these ingredients all need to be evaluated for halal compliance. Perhaps we haven't sent a query direct to this company, but we've dealt with many other companies in Turkey.
Mm.
And, you know, it's been very difficult to get information from them. That's why we've adopted this policy of, you know, checking with our counterpart in Turkey directly, GIMDES. Unfortunately, you know, products are not certified by them. They are not yet in a position to give much assurance, and therefore, from outside, we also cannot give any guarantee.
Okay, Mulana, let's go through more messages coming through. Assalamu alaikum. I just wanted to know if the Orbit Spearmint Chewing Gum is halal.
Yes, there is halal suitable.
Orbit Spearmint Chewing Gum, that's fine. Same person, another message. Is Stumbo Lollipops halal?
Stumbo Lollipops, unfortunately, the company has refused to give us disclosure on certain of the ingredients that they use in the product. Therefore, from our side, we cannot give any guarantee.
Okay, I think we have a caller on the line. Caller, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
Okay.
I want to know if it's a product made in Singapore. It's called Magic Chew by Chim. Is it halal?
Is it a Magic Chew's straw product? Is it like a product, a candy that comes in the form of a straw?
No, it's individual. In fact, it's not a straw.
Okay, with regards to products coming from Singapore, in Singapore as well, there is a halal body that's reputable. It's called MUIS, basically Majlis ul-Ulama in Singapore, if the product is certified by them, then in that case, yes, you may have it. If it's not certified by them, unfortunately, we cannot give any debt.
Okay, Jazakallah for that call. Mulana, a person asking, Woolworths cheddar cheese, is it halal suitable?
Well, the Woolworths range of cheeses, they outsource in production of these products to different manufacturers. Where the manufacturer happens to be SNR certified, okay, and our logo is appended to that product, and it would be certified halal by us. Unfortunately, where our logo is not on the product, it's very difficult for us to trace exactly where the product comes from, and we won't be in a position to give any assurance.
Okay, Mara, they're asking the Kellogg's instant noodles, is that halal?
Kellogg's, unfortunately, we cannot comment on their product.
Okay, with regards to Kellogg's, no comment. Let's see this one. Splash bubblegum made by Denpak, is that halal?
This product does contain bovine gelatin. We advise caution.
Okay, let's see another chocolate here. Okay, well, we're just going to wait for this one to open. Okay, it's the five-star chocolate, I see.
Okay, five-star chocolates are halal suitable, the ones that are made locally as well as the import.
Okay, Manana, another question the person is asking, can Manana please explain what is bovine gelatin? Why does Sanha not approve of it?
So bovine gelatin, the word bovine simply means species such as cattle or buffaloes, basically beef. Another word for bovine gelatin would just be beef gelatin. The reason Sanha doesn't approve of much of the bovine gelatin, yes, you would find halal bovine gelatin if the cow or the cattle is slaughtered in a halal manner. Unfortunately, most of the bovine gelatin available worldwide is from animals that have not been slaughtered by Muslims. And this is also the case in South Africa. So here, because the animals are not slaughtered by Muslims, we do not regard any of the raw material coming from that animal as halal, such as the meat. Everybody agrees that the meat of such an animal is haram. We have a similar view about the gelatin which is produced from that animal. And this is where there is obviously a difference amongst the different halal bodies as well as amongst the ulama. However, our view is that same way we consider the meat haram, we also consider the gelatin haram.
Okay, Jazakallah for that, Mona. Another message coming through. Assalamu alaikum. Is Lent chocolate halal? Then they've sent a picture through, Mona. It's written here, Lent Hello Strawberry Cheesecake.
Yeah, this particular variant is halal suitable. However, with regards to all the Lent chocolates, there are some that are haram. And one needs to check carefully, look in the ingredients, and see if there is any mention of any liquor. Or if there's any such ingredient, you know, which you're not sure about, you can either phone our offices and inquire about it, or you can even, you know, check online exactly what it is, because sometimes the names of different types of liquors are not known to us as Muslims. You know, control and, you know, such names, fancy names, but referring to the different types of liquors, these are also found in Lent chocolate.
Okay. Well, another question is, the person is asking that Five Star is halal, but it is made in Ireland for Mondelez, South Africa. We were told that we should only eat from that which is made in South Africa.
Yeah, that's correct. However, in the last three weeks, we did receive information, finally, alhamdulillah, from Mondelez with regards to the import variant.
Okay.
And we can now say that the product is halal suitable.
Okay, Jazakallah for that. But now what about Rochester Chocolate Eclair Bites?
That is halal suitable.
Okay, Taya's Coffee Candy.
Taya's, it's also a Turkish import. Unfortunately, we can't give any guarantee.
Okay, waiting for this one. Clover, the Whistling Chef Lasagna.
That products are certified halal by Sena.
That's the Clover Whistling Chef Lasagna?
Yes.
Okay. What about, they just say your Biltong, Crackley's, Ronay, Saila.
Crackley's, Biltong are certified halal by Sena.
Okay, Crackley's. What about Ronay?
Not familiar with that brand. I'm not sure about it.
Zayla?
Zayla is also certified halal by Sena.
Okay, so it's only the middle one, Rene, that you're not sure about. Correctly, yes. Enseda are both certified by Sena, am I correct?
Yes, just so, you know, for the record, what's the spelling of the word Rene?
R-O-N-A-Y.
Okay, I haven't heard of that. No.
Okay. All right, Jazakallah. Let's see, Cadbury's milk tray.
Cadbury's milk tray, also an import at the moment, which we're trying to get information on, but at the moment, can't give any guarantee.
Okay, I believe we have a caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa
barakatuh. Okay. Is Mentos halal?
Mentos, the sweet, there are some variants which contain a colorant called cochineal or carmine. This colorant is extracted from beetles, and these variants are not halal. Specifically, those variants are the grape, the cinnamon, the strawberry yogurt, the cherry yogurt, sour mix, the mixed berry, as well as the rainbow. So besides those variants, you can have the other reggies from Mentos. The Mentos gums we don't approve.
Okay, Chizakla for the call. Well, another message coming through. Assalamu alaikum. Is Hazel Sticks chocolate made by Frey Halal?
Frey chocolate also we did try to get information in the past, but unfortunately they could not give us full disclosure,
okay.
We can't give any guarantee there.
Okay, another caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Maulana is just on the radio, Islamic. Everyone can listen.
Gee, you can go ahead. You can go ahead. What's your query?
No, I mean, I don't want everyone to hear our conversation. So Maulana, like, put it off for now.
Okay, if you want to, you can just message us, message your query, and we will read the query out, okay?
No, it's not a query. I just have to find out my thoughts. They're looking for alimony in land. It's on a spot.
Okay, I think that that call is... maybe they're going to need to call again in another program. I don't think they have a query with regards to Senha products. Well, let's carry on. Further questions coming through. The person asking, what about Europa Kilani? I think they're talking about a restaurant.
Yes, that restaurant is certified halal by Senha.
Okay, then the person is asking, benzyl alcohol. It's an ingredient in certain products. Would it be suitable?
Yes, benzyl alcohol is a halal suitable ingredient. You know, with regards to alcohols, not all of them equate to what's termed khamar, you know, in the Sharia. Sometimes the word alcohol just means, you know, the chemical, in terms of chemistry and so forth, doesn't necessarily mean that it is haram.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum. Did Senha get any information on the Oreo chocolate? Is it halal?
The Oreo chocolate, in fact, we are still waiting for information on that product. So it seems to be one at a time at the moment with Mondelez South Africa.
Yeah.
So I just have to have a bit of patience with them.
Okay. What about clover whipped cream? Is that halal?
Yes, it is halal suitable.
Okay. Then the crunchy chocolate.
Crunchy chocolate, the bar, which is imported, that we're also waiting for information on. There's a limited edition slab which is manufactured in South Africa at the moment. That is halal suitable.
Okay, Ma, with regards to the crunchy chocolate, the person is asking, crunchy chocolates, we understand Senna's position on it. What about the ice cream?
The ice cream is made locally in South Africa. It is, in fact, it's made at a Senna approved facility. It is halal.
Okay. Ma, with regards to the Hazel Sticks chocolate made by Frey, we did ask the question previously. The person is asking, can you please repeat the answer?
Unfortunately, on Frey products, we can't give any guarantee. The company has not provided us with the disclosure, despite our request for such disclosure.
Okay. Another person asking with regards to Cadbury 5 Star, is that halal?
Yes, it is halal suitable.
Okay, Jazakallah for that. Melrose cheese, Malanai. The person is asking, is Melrose cheese halal?
Yes, the Melrose cheese products are halal, suitable. Obviously, that would preclude the bacon flavor.
Okay, now this is a bit interesting, Ma. This person is asking, 5-star chocolates, which Senha says is now approved, have crunchy pieces in it. What is Senha's position?
So, no, manufacturers manufacture products all over the world. It doesn't mean that there's something necessarily wrong with crunchy. That's why Senha is not approving it. The reason we don't approve of the crunchy product at the moment is simply a lack of information.
Okay.
The product is being manufactured in Poland, and the 5-star chocolate is being manufactured in Ireland. It wouldn't make logistical sense also.
Probably
is to send some pieces of crunchy from Poland all the way to Ireland. They've got their own separate manufacturing facilities. And based on the disclosure of each individual product, that's how we evaluate and may come to a decision.
Okay. I believe we have a caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaykum salam.
Okay.
Is flings halal?
Flings are halal suitable, yes.
And Krispy Kreme?
Unfortunately, we can't give any guarantee for that franchise. We don't certify.
Jazakallah.
Okay, Jazakallah for the call. Molana, another query with regards to Cadbury Crunchy.
Okay, the Cadbury Crunchy bar, at the moment, we are still waiting for information, so it's not approved. The slab, which is made locally, that is halal suitable.
Okay, another query coming through. Can we use Vital products in the adult supplements?
The Vital capsules, the capsule shell is manufactured from bovine gelatin.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, it's not approved by Senna. You know, there are other supplements available, like the VitaForce, the Betaway range of tablets, which are certified halal by Senna. So there are halal alternatives. One should be clear of any products that contain doubtful ingredients.
Okay, Maran, there's a picture that they sent through. It looks like these lip eyes or lipsticks that the females or women use. I think it's made by Revlon.
Jay, you know, the thing with these type of products, lipsticks and most cosmetic products, is that suppliers of ingredients change all the time. We have to check on a case-by-case basis. You know, maybe there's 5 or 6 different lipstick products there, and one of them contains a haram ingredient. So one can't give any blanket assurances on the entire range of products for one brand. What I would suggest to the consumer is to please forward the exact variant name that they would like to know about to our offices. We can then advise further if we have some information on the record, or we can investigate it.
Okay. Another caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam. Can you hear me, Maulana?
Gee, we can hear you loud and clear.
I've got an unusual question to ask.
Okay.
You know the chamois that you use to wash the cars? I hear stories that some of them are made from pig skins and others are made from other animal skins. What does Sana say about that?
Okay.
Well, you know, with regards to the use, the sale of anything which is connected to pork, obviously that would not be permissible. However, if it's from any other animal besides pork and, you know, dogs, in some of the madahib, then it would be fine. You know, there would be no problem with using the skin of such animals. If you want to test how, or you want to see what a pork skin looks like, or pork materials look like, then, you know, alhamdulillah, we are living in the world of Google. There are many pictures online which will show you what it looks like, and then you can decide whether it actually is from pork origin or not.
Okay.
Because the skins, the chamois don't state on the made of this or made of that. It's just that I found out now recently that some of them are made out of pig skins, some of them made out of some other animals and so forth. And I just thought maybe you could put some light on this matter.
It is possible that it is made out of pork skin. You know, anything that that's made out of leather as well, whether it be shoes or handbags, or items of clothing, you know, if something is made out of leather, one should investigate where it comes from, and if it is from pork sources, then one should abandon or leave that product out and rather go for that purely halal and tayyib.
Alright, Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam. Jazakallah for the call. Jazakallah for that answer as well, Manana. Further questions coming through. Is Romani Creams biscuits halal?
Yes, it is halal for the call.
Okay, let's see other messages coming through. Is Berg cheese halal?
Clover Berg cheese does also contain bovine gelatin. Please stay away from that.
Okay, let's just wait for this one. Okay. Yeah, well, I think people really enjoying chocolates. You know, they don't stop asking with regards to the chocolates. They are asking, is Cadbury 5-star halal? Again, same question.
I think just everyone is just, they're like shocked that it is halal suitable.
Yeah.
20 years, I answered a couple of times. Yes, Cadbury 5-star is halal suitable.
Okay, Ma. Now, just going through this message, I see there's a picture that they have sent here, Methagenics D3 5000.
Is it a tablet?
It's a dietary supplement, 120 soft gels. It's a bottle, and I think they've, is it a capsule? It says capsules, yeah.
The capsule shell is manufactured also from bovine gelatin, therefore not advisable to use the product.
Okay, so try and use an alternative for that product. And the same person sending in another question, Marana. Cadbury Limited Edition slabs. Are they halal? And then furthermore, is the Astro slab halal?
Yes, all four of the limited edition slabs, including the Astros, are halal.
Okay, let's see this one here. What's the status of Dis-Chem brand tablets and capsules?
Dis-Chem, again, they outsource the manufacturing of all the products to different companies. Depending on who's manufacturing for them, if the manufacturer is certified by us, our logo would appear on the product. If there's no logo, then unfortunately we can't give any guarantee. But we would investigate products on a case-by-case basis, depending on the need. Just in the last week, we investigated a Dis-Chem paracetamol tablet, and it was found to contain bovine gelatin.
Sure. Okay, Marana. I don't know how tired you get of this, and I don't know how many queries you have through the day with us. But another question is: the Cadbury limited edition slabs and are approved?
All four of the limited edition slabs are halal suitable.
Okay, we have a call on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum
salam.
Jee, what's your query?
It's halal.
I heard Tinkies, is that correct? Are you asking about Tinkies?
Well, can you just say that again? What are you asking about?
Ma?
Yeah, what is your query? Walaikum salam wa rahmatullah. So, what's your query? What product do you want to know? Did you say Tinkies?
Tinkies.
Okay, Marana, it is Tinkies.
Tinkies are not approved by SENA, but they do contain bovine gelatin.
Oh, okay. Jazakallah for that. There was a query earlier on about that as well. Ma did answer it. Ma, what about Just Pies?
Just Pies are certified halal by SENA.
Okay. Is Barney halal?
Barney cake? Yes, it is halal suitable.
Okay. The person asking, can you please repeat the answer with regards to Berg cheese?
Berg cheese contains bovine gelatin, beef gelatin. It's not approved by China.
Okay. Woolworths mature cheddar cheese, is that halal?
But Woolworths cheeses, we can only give a guarantee for the products that actually bear our logo.
Okay, Ma, what about this product here? The person has sent the picture through. We try to make out what is written on the picture. It's made by Pillsbury, Moist Supreme Chocolate Cake Mix.
Yes, the Pillsbury cake mixes are halal suitable.
Right across, there's a few flavors. Yeah, are they all halal, I suppose.
The icing, the frostings, as well as the cake mixes are halal suitable.
Okay. What about, is Jelly Belly jelly beans halal?
Yes, they are halal suitable.
Okay, what about Maynard's gums?
Maynard's gums, some contain bovine gelatin, some do not. Please check the ingredients on the product packaging. The ones without bovine gelatin would be halal suitable. The ones with bovine gelatin, please stay away from them.
Okay, Ma, another question coming through. Is Express Ma Baker's Pies halal?
Ma Baker's Pies are not certified by SENA. Unfortunately, we cannot give any guarantee on this statement.
Okay, Ma. Another question coming through. So, Woodward's grape water to comfort babies.
Gee, this product does contain a high concentration of ethanol. It would be better to check with a pharmacist for alcohol-free alternatives.
Okay, the known Nutri-Day low-fat plain yogurt.
The low-fat plain yogurt does also contain bovine gelatin, not approved by Senna.
Okay, the Milo Energy cereal bars.
The cereal bars are imported from the Czech Republic. Unfortunately, no information on them at the moment. It's only the bars, the Milo bar, not the Milo cereal bar, that is certified halal by Senna.
Okay. Ma, the final question we're going to take through for today. This message has just come through now. Which crumfish from Woolworths is halal?
Again, with the Woolworths product, please look for the Senna Halal logo on the product. If there is no logo, then unfortunately we do not know who manufactures the products for them. We don't know what ingredients they use, what environment it comes from. So we cannot give any guess.
Okay. Jazakallah for that, Ma. Jazakallah for your time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you in abundance.
Jazakallah khairan again for the opportunity, and may God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, please us all from consumption of haram and rights it in our risk, which is only halal and tayyib. And to the consumers, if you have any queries, suggestions, complaints, please, if you could give us a call on 0861-786-111 and send us an email, theoutline@senna.org.za, or find us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Jazakallah khairan.
Jazakallah for your time, and Jazakallah to the listeners for the questions that you have sent through those questions we are all listening. As Mulana said, the need to eat that which is halal and tayyibah, the need to earn that which is halal, that which is pure, that which is wholesome, that is what we should endeavor to do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us. Jazakallah for listening to this week's program. If you have any queries, you can contact Senha offices during the week, and inshallah they will respond to your queries. With that, we terminate this week's program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.